in Pittsburgh's Bicentennial Parade is Akil, who is with Hip Hop on Lock. Hi, Akil.
Hey, what's going on, man?
It's great to have you with us today. I know Hip Hop on Lock very well myself, but I suspect some people tuned in might not know the organization. Do you want to talk a little bit about what y'all do?
Sure. Hip Hop on Lock is the premier hip hop education program in Pittsburgh, where we teach children pretty much the full aspect of how to create a song, how to record a song, shoot a video, and market the song. So it's kind of like a small like record label just around one song and one group of special students.
Yeah,
so it's pretty great.
You're very entrepreneurial, and let me see if I can do it. Lock, there's each letter stands for something. I know this, and I know the C is cooperative economics.
Right. Well, here's the whole breakdown.
Yeah.
Hip hop on L, leadership development. O, organizational skills. K, corporate economics and the knowledge of music business.
Ah.
Well, organizational skills and corporate economics are kind of the O, and the K is the knowledge of the music business.
Yeah, and it's good to be able to provide the skills to kids. First of all, they're transferable to many other areas, not just music. But it's also good to give some context. A lot of kids say, "I want to be a recording artist. I, you know, want to be, you know, Mac Miller or Wiz Khalifa,
right.
Or Lil Wayne." But you need some skills to understand how you go about that on the business
side. Absolutely, because, you know, hip-hop is perceived as, I don't know, people think it's so, I don't know, grandiose, or sometimes people become a little delusional. What we do at Hip on Lock is Hip-Hop on Lock is we take the smoke and mirrors out of the music industry and out of the creative process. So we show you exactly how it's done by industry professionals like myself, who have been in the game and continue to work within the hip-hop industry to kind of show the youth, you know, how it's done. And they need that. Because when we were growing up, back in the day when hip-hop began, we didn't have a Hip-Hop Unlock. We had to make a whole lot of mistakes, and then that was our Hip-Hop Unlock. So now, through the mistakes and through also all the triumphs that we've had and the successes that we've had, we're able to come back to the community and give back and share our knowledge, wisdom, and experience to help make better artists in the city of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, you mentioned mystique, and I think there's a lot of mystique among adults, too, who might not recognize hip-hop for what it is. And I don't want to oversimplify, but, you know, it's poetry and lyrics at the forefront, which to me is really exciting. A lot of people who listen to the Saturday Live Brigade love folk music. It is the folk music of our times. It's honest, authentic
Absolutely.
Expression.
You know, it's very interesting you said that, because I was just about to say the same thing. I listened to a lot of Pete Seeger growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, he's like the grandfather, the leading foundation in folk music. And when you listen to guys like, I don't know, KRS-One, Rakim, even guys like Chance the Rapper, Kendrick Lamar, these guys are telling the story of a people. And it's so interesting, because so many people can identify and relate to the stories being told through hip-hop music, that it's just taken over the world. It's the biggest genre in the world, bigger than country and Western. And that's saying something, because when hip-hop first began, a lot of people believed that it was just going to fold and it wasn't going to last. But look at us now. Almost 30 years later, still going on strong.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, if you talk to Paradise Gray, you learn about the early – I'm sure you know Paradise.
Oh, he's my mentor. I love Paradise. Shout out Paradise Gray, X-Clan.
Yeah. Paradise at One Hood. And, you know, he was there at the very beginning in New York, a great man to have here in Pittsburgh. And there is a history to the music, and I'm so glad you're here to be able to provide youth with the opportunity and also great mentoring. So are you at the parade site now? It sounds like
yes, actually, I had to sneak off by the church so I can get a little quiet because the Brazilian drums are playing. It's so amazing. There's the Carnegie Mellon robotic team here. I'm hanging out with my brother from City Parks. I'm here hanging out. It's amazing. I've seen so many beautiful costumes and so many great cultures being represented here. I'm so honored to be a part of it, representing hip-hop on lock, representing real hip-hop. It's a beautiful thing. Hello, guys. How you doing? There's some beautiful people walking into the church where I'm at. This is just awesome. You know, I'm real thankful to be a part of it. And I hope that, like, people see that hip-hop could be taken anywhere and be put in any environment and still shine bright like a diamond like we are today.
Akil, I'm really glad that you took time to call. I know it's got to be crazy busy down there now. I hope to see you soon under calm circumstances or somewhat calmer. But anything, well, let's mention the website for Hip Hop Unlock.
Yes, it's www.hiphopunlock.org. If you have any students or any youth out there that are listening or parents that are listening, please go to the website, www.hiphopunlock.org. And you can pretty much get information on how to register, how to be a part of Hip Hop Unlock, and see some of the great things that we've done. Just this past school year, I was fortunate enough to work with the students over at Environmental Charter School in Regent Square. And not only did we create an incredible hip hop song, but we also shot an incredible music video that you can see at www.hiphopunlock.org.
And Akil,
check us out.
We would love, and we'll talk about this sometime in the future, but we would love to get any work that your kids are doing on our Youth Express .org service so that
cool.
It can be there, as well as have them play or sing live on the radio sometime. In fact, last week we had folks from Crunk on the air with us, Center of Life's program. So we'd love to have you guys come down too. The more, the merrier.
Oh, that's awesome. Shout out Crunk. Yeah, man. They're awesome. I love them. And we would be honored to come down and share with you guys. So hopefully this next school year, we'll put that on the agenda so that the youth could have a live radio experience as well. And that would be amazing for them.
Yeah, it would be our pleasure.
Well, I think that you guys are awesome over there at the Light Brigade. I always listen to your show, believe it or not. I'm a huge fan. So I want to say shout out to the Light Brigade. Shout out to you. And thanks for having us on, man. Awesome.
Thank you, Akil. Take care. And it looks like we've got somebody else to join us on the radio. And then I want to play, I've got a couple other nice Pittsburgh things that are special.